God, our Father, bless us and our friends, and let your light shine through to guide us to you. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Beautiful, baby. Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's my favorite part of the show. We try to sucker people in with content later on. But the real reason we do is to get out the prayer. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact with us. Phone number 646-502-8682. Also, when the show's not going on, that's the number you can use whenever you leave messages. How's my voice sound?
Sounds a little odd.
I have the Memorial Day voice. The Memorial Day voice, and then earlier Memorial Day dumps. I'm recouping today. We went camping, of course. Now, what kind of weird camping would I just be yelling? But actually, I was okay during the camping.
Well, camping, we stayed calm and, like, it was the most,
Beautiful is the word.
Aww.
Beautiful.
It was really great.
Kendra and I went camping just by ourselves.
It was the first time we ever did that, camping in general, by ourselves. And, you know, before we realized you can actually reserve a spot like it's a hotel room at camping areas, right. We did that real, you know, random place, and there's too many bugs, and it's not a real campground.
Where I didn't know you have to clear the ground before you put a tent, and I had a log in my back that, like a cartoon, I had to pop out. I like blew in and popped, and it felt like I literally popped an indent out of my back.
Yeah, and that was the kind of camping we did because our friends, you know, did this annual pig roasting camping thing, and it was on, you know, a whole bunch of land that extended a certain area and blah, blah, blah. And it was, you know, for real, like no running water, blah, blah, blah. Last year, our friend Lori invited us to this thing, and suddenly we're on, you know, ground 36, follow the trail, you pass a bathroom, da, da, da. And we thought, oh, my God, we now know how to put our tent together because we went camping enough. You know, it's three poles that you have to shove into some material. And other than that, I mean, you buy firewood at the place, at the office. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I mean, we know how to cook, you know. We know how to throw things on the fire.
It sounds stupid, but it's very exciting for I could only rely on Camden and vice versa. And it was very exciting, too. It's very stupid stuff, but to... You're doing your tent by yourself. You're cooking by yourself.
Right.
You know, I know it sounds dumb, but it's very exciting.
And it's been a long time since we went away by ourselves. And we always have fun when we're away. A lot of times we travel with our friends. We've traveled with Love a lot, and it's always a good time. And we always have, like, everything on those vacations, you know, and we also meet with some listeners and stuff. And when was the last time it was just you and me?
Right.
Like, just you and me. And not only just you and me traveling to get there, but just you and me the whole time. I thought for a second, and this is kind of shitty, I thought, do you want to just be alone with me? You know, we're not packing fun. You know what I mean? We're packing, like, our conversation and our clothing and some food.
What's hard to know, also, when you feel like you're cheating and camping a little bit, like, and when is it okay to stop? Like, is it okay? It's okay for us to buy firewood? All right. Then is it okay to bring an iPod? Yes. Can we bring a TV? When do you stop cheating?
Yeah, we did bring the iPod and a little iPod player that runs on batteries. We bring an air mattress.
Right.
Whatever. And, we do buy our wood. You do have the option. I did see some people, like, you know, looking for wood around the area, or you told me there was an option to chop your own wood in the front.
They do something like when they clear the trees, they leave these giant logs for the real campers, and these guys, you know, bring their axe and, you know.
I saw one person chopping wood in one of the camping areas.
Yeah.
But that was it.
That's not a vacation, by the way. We're on vacation.
Right. See,
I think
the
they're really living.
Some of those guys really were. So
we'll get to that. Yeah.
But that's the thing. I see this as a vacation, and, you know, I want to keep doing this, but maybe when we have a zillion dollars, I want to go to some hotel, camp there with a masseuse coming every morning, you know?
Right.
So maybe I don't get a masseuse every morning. I'm not going to chop wood, you know?
I thought it was fantastic. We deliberately go 3 to 4 hours out of our way, so we have no, even if we wanted to, we couldn't check the internet or email, and that stupid stuff is cleansing.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, even, you know, Keith and I plan days. You know, we've been dating for a while. It's been almost six years now. And, God, brother love is distracting me. Hold on, let me just...
Well, aren't you guys beautiful?
He goes, I would never think of an air mattress. So there's power to blow it up, right? Really rough in it, Chemda. Shut your face, because you know you're not going to be rough in shit when I give you a list of what to bring and not bring.
So there's electricity for the air mattress? Well, then I have new Bose speakers.
Right.
I don't see why that's a
problem.
No,
there's no electricity. There's a little thingy. What was I saying?
How awesome it was. Cleansing.
We do have these dates where, you know, right. I mean, a lot of people say, like, oh, you guys spend all day together. You spend so much time together. And we really do. But I don't count all the time that we spend together. I don't count when we're sitting in the same room and we're staring at screens and then also IMing each other, you know? And, yeah, right. we say nice things to each other all day. And, you know, we make each other things. Like, I'll make him food and he'll bring me water. And, you know, there are niceties.
It is romantic.
Yeah, well, there are niceties. And it's not like, you know, we're just full on, oh, don't talk to me like you're my lover. We're in the mm-hmm. office. But there's... So then there's, okay, tomorrow's our date day. Let's not pay attention to the internet. Let's really, like, let's go to the cafe spot and let's, you know, walk around or let's do whatever. Still, you can't help it or we can't help it. You wake up, like, if I wake up before Keith, I'm like, well, I know it's our day, but let me just quickly check the internet. He's sleeping anyway, right? Then we go somewhere. We're like, oh, let's just go home for a second and pick up such and such and then go to the next thing. We quickly check the forums. And you kind of lose a little bit of... whatever you're supposed to be doing, which is pretty much just focusing on each other. And even though this, you know, we're checking our own forums. It's Keith and the girl, and we're Keith and the girl. It right. still takes away somehow from us because we're not Keith and the girl. We're Keith and Chemda.
Right.
So here, because Keith was like, what if we went to, because we went to Prospect Park yesterday, and we'll get into that, but... and we saw a tent there, and he's like, would you have dealt with just, you know, parking a tent, right. which is not far away from us, you know, Prospect Park. It's like, right. you know, it's still in New York.
I'm also
like,
not far away from the highway.
Right. I'm like, no. And you were kidding, of course.
I'm testing
not really.
The field.
Yeah.
Like, could I put a tent up anywhere? You know, it's very nice to get away, but then you feel like you need a vacation from the drive home.
But doesn't... that's true, the fucking drive. I hate driving. He hates driving.
But we absolutely have to segregate ourselves like this. We have to go somewhere where we don't know where we are.
But also, don't you think the weather changes when you go up there? I think the weather changes. I think you can be in Prospect Park, but now, even though... it's Memorial Day weekend, so there are a lot of people on the campgrounds, but you still feel like you have your own ground. You have your own, like, we were completely by ourselves when we wanted it. Although, I gotta say, in these campgrounds, you can hear a lot of things.
A lot of things.
You can hear, like, the people.
I feel like you hear more.
I know. It's because, I'm telling you, the air is different there, so the echo is different, so that everything is different. We heard, I mean, if we wanted to pay attention to the conversation that people across the way were having, we can listen to everything they said. So for the people across the way, if you ever find us and you find this episode...
sorry.
We're sorry.
Sorry. It's private time. Why are you camping next to our private time?
First of all, we talk like retards when we're not on the air, when we're by ourselves.
I go, give me that little pussy. Daddy wants the tongue wheel pussy.
No, that's just gross.
So I apologize.
No, I mean, when we're not having that kind of time, we talk like, you know, we have our own stupid little language. And then when we are having that kind of time, mind your business.
There's something about a tent, too, that I honestly think is like a satellite dish that you hear more being in the tent, and it doesn't make sense, but you hear more. I think if you're trying to overhear a conversation, like in the next room, you know how you put a glass up to the wall? I think you should pitch a tent. And somehow all the sound's going to come through. I think that's something spy people should work on. They carry tents in the back of the car. That's where stakeouts should be done. Because you really hear things louder, and I don't know why. And if you're in a tent and another person's in a tent, somehow it's like you're playing telephone and it's connected.
It's so weird.
You can hear like quarter mile away from somebody else's tent.
And then we're going July 4th, and we're gonna go with a few people. And so we're going to get a group camping site.
Right.
And so that I saw some of the group camping sites over there. Pretty much your tent is not right next to, but right next to the tent, next to the other people. Right. When we go to this thing, are we not going to have sex? Because all our friends can possibly know when we're...
Of course we're having sex.
Okay.
In all their tents. You already know. I'm doing it right there on the picnic table. Who cares? What are we going to do? You know? I think there should be maybe we bring an extra tent and we have it be the sex tent. or we rent out, like, just a little piece of land.
Oh, right. Away from the group tents.
Where are you guys going? Just for a walk.
Right.
That's a fast walk. Hey. Excited about the woods. The woods excite me. By the way, it was in New Jersey where we're going, and clean up your shit, Jersey. Jesus. They hate that. New Jersey hates when you go, your town, your state stinks.
Your state your smells state like stinks. Baked beans.
You know what?
But we're like sick, aftermath.
Right. We're sick of hearing that. Then clean it up. You can't just say, we're sick of hearing that. Clean up. That's not true. It is true. In fact, here's proof. New Jersey has been named the single most toxic place in the United States.
Ew.
New Jersey may be known as the Garden State.
When they say the single most, what else would it be? The single most.
Okay, but it's just amazing. They're making it. They're trying to make you understand how amazing this is. It's not the Bronx. It's not places where they just put the, and I mean like
condoms,
people are throwing garbage and condoms and needles and shit. This place is more toxic, New Jersey. New Jersey may be known as the Garden State, but it's as renowned for its toxic waste dumps as it is for delicious summer tomatoes.
I never, what the hell?
Never in my life have I driven through a place and so many times made the, did somebody step on a duck joke. Your place smells like asshole.
Keith kept asking me if I farted. Yes. It's really romantic on the way back home.
Because vacation's over. Let's get gross. Dirty Jersey has 115 toxic or Superfund states, the most of any state, on the national priorities list designated by the Environmental Protection Agency. The NPL is a list of sites known to have contaminated groundwater, soil contamination, vapor intrusion, or other problems that require long-term remediation.
I'm so glad we went in the lake there.
Yeah, yeah. The state's nastiest locales are Middlesex and Burlington counties, with 14 and 13 sites respectively. Of course, towns in Jersey. Cities. If you're looking to avoid contracting unexplained illness and or growing extra limbs, we suggest moving to North Dakota, where the amount of fun and the number of Superfund sites is the same.
Are they being cute?
They're making a little joke. They're saying North Dakota is the best. New Jersey, the single worst. The worst.
And that's where we decide to vacation.
Not Chicago, not L.A., but stinky Jersey. Stinky Jersey. They say, I live in Jersey. Oh, what exit? What dump site? Clean up your shit. It doesn't stink. That's a myth. I've driven through there. You can't smell your own stink.
As soon as we get into Jersey, we're like, fuck, we're in Jersey. You smell it. You don't need any signs.
Yeah.
And they don't have any signs, so it's really helpful. Fucking Jersey.
That is how we found our way. Like, did we make a long turn? Are we getting to Philadelphia? Oh, no. We're going right.
We're good.
We're going the right way. That's good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun camping. One time we did stop at the regular store, and I am disowned from my family right now, of course. And I saw a scratch-off lottery ticket that said Father's Day. And I'm like, that's a sign. So I bought the scratch-off ticket and for $1, and I won $5. So we're leaving as we're scratching it around, driving in the car. So then Hemda just makes a U-turn. We come back in, and I go, I'm rich, please. And I hand my card over.
I love we're like in the most hick town in the world. The guy at the counter is constantly checking around to see if people are stealing from him. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
That vibe. He's standing on like a slight podium just to be like, who's that?
What? It's not what a bad neighborhood. I mean, it doesn't look like a bad neighborhood.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
There's a lot of cross-eyes. That's what Hemda calls them. It's true. A lot of inbreeding going on. And think about it.
I think the inbreeders are more the visitors. I really do. Because when we went out of... it was the entire campsite is all white. Pale white, like looking at me like I'm a blackie.
Right.
Then you go outside when we went to the store, all black people. And I'm talking about the convenience store. When we went to the camp store, it was all white because people are going back to the campsite. But there was not one white person at like the regular convenience store, or we stopped like for directions.
Where are these inbreeders coming from? All over, and inbreeders just love camping?
Well, it seems like that site is really good for campers, for those trailer park things.
That you're actually living.
Those trailers, yeah. So there's an entire trailer area in that.
Okay.
And who's known to be driving the trailers?
It's true. Like, think about Somerset, where I'm from, in Pennsylvania. And we go there for the high school reunion, you learn, like, everybody hooked up with everybody in that town. You know, it'd be nice, like, oh, that was your high school sweetheart. But when it's everybody's high school sweetheart, it's a little creepy.
Yeah.
And think about it. Eventually, you're fucking family.
Right, because you're all...
No, I mean, you're fucking family.
Yeah, in both ways.
Right.
Because when you constantly take from the same pool, it's the same gene pool.
Right. So we go back, and I give my ticket, and he stares at me for a while, looks at the ticket, stares at me, and goes, you won. Thank you. That is good news.
I just said that.
Right. And then he just stares. then goes, and then types, then hits a button on the receipt so that minus $5 pops up so he can see, so that I can see on the register. And he goes, it's $5. I'm like, okay, $5. Like, do I owe you five? Did I lose? What lottery is this? I owe you money. I'm thinking like I did something wrong. I'm like, because I will run. I'm not paying you.
I'm glad.
This is backwoods shit. Yeah, you owe me $5. You played the motherfucker. So I go, okay, can I have it? And he's so confused. And it takes a while before I realize why he's so confused. He's confused because when people play the lottery, they put it back into the system. And he expected me to say, okay, now take 256 box and this and this. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't expect me to keep the money.
I've seen that at stores where it's like, yeah. Well, you won. Usually it's the $5, $10, $20. They just take it back in more scratch-off games.
Right.
Because it's an addiction. It's another gambling.
Yeah,
weird.
So he's like, so you want it in cash? Like, or a traveler's check? I don't know. I want something. I just want acknowledgement.
Maybe Jersey money works different.
Right. I want it in shekels. So then, you know, he slowly gives me the money. But as he gives it, he's so confused, like, I'm taking it. Like, this isn't how the system works. I'm never going to get out of here if you don't go for the big money. And that's why are these people willing to work there? Knowing they're getting their shit stolen every day. And it's because if somebody does happen to hit the $1 million jackpot, they get a very nice percentage of it.
It's such a shit job. It's so annoying. First of all, retail in general is really frustrating.
Right.
And second, now you're working retail where it's like, that's a dollar, that's $2.
And people are giving you hassle like, yeah, like, can I see that gum behind you?
Right.
No, not that one. No, not that one.
Yeah.
I don't know why you got a, you have lotion? Baby oil is not lotion. I need some kind of hand lotion. I don't know. And then you get the hand lotion. It's 89 cents. Like, who fucking cares? Here's all my lotions. I don't have it. You go like, why aren't they more accommodating sometimes, these places? They don't fucking care. Buy the lottery or get the fuck out.
When $10 is a big sale, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
If I kept having to move because you want to give me 70 cents, I'm not going to work.
Right.
I'm just not.
They're selling beer, not to make money off it, I think, to get people in. Drunks play the lottery. Dummies play the lottery. I know I do. But I did hear, when I got to $5, I thought, do I buy another Father's Day ticket? And I heard my father's voice in my head. And it's usually when I was getting yelled at. Don't push while you're ahead. I said, you're right, Dad. And I took our $4 winnings and forget what I did with it.
But don't forget, initially when you won, you were like, hey, do I send this in my Father's Day card?
I thought that.
To just give it to my father. Because it's like, oh, Father's Day cute? And I won. It is cute. Why did I say no?
I said no because it's New Jersey Lotto, so he can't cash it. Not that he would keep it. But
it might be a
it's a waste of money.
Okay.
It's a waste of money.
All right.
So, you know, it's like giving a check that you can't cash or something. I don't know. But
I didn't know you'd have to go to Jersey to do it, but I guess it's their own thing.
A lot of people didn't go out for Memorial Day weekend, apparently, because the price of gas is insane. 1% of people not going on vacation. We heard nothing but that news story when we were in the car.
Because of gas. You refused to drive. Now, our drive was supposed to be 3 hours, took us 4 hours there and 4 hours back. It takes me $50 to fill up a tank, which I think is so expensive because I have a pretty small car.
Yeah. There's nothing weird about our car that's $50.
Yeah, it's a regular, what's that called, a sedan? Yeah.
I guess, a regular.
A regular. So it only costs one tank of gas to go there and back. Let's say it costs a little bit more, so we add $10. That's $60 to take your entire family. What if you drive an SUV? It's $100 to take your entire family to go do something. Now, I'm not saying once you get there, you're not spending money, but they're saying specifically because of gas,
right,
people are staying home. The difference between a few years ago is, let's say, half, okay? Let's say it doubled.
Okay.
You know? So it would have cost us $30 to drive there,
right,
and back, and now it's costing us $60. That does not make or break a vacation.
Agreed.
Making or breaking a vacation is, once we get there, the firewood is up 50% also. And, you know, right, now they're charging us to go to, I don't know, the bathroom. Now the campsite is doubled also.
Well, don't give them ideas.
But like an extra $30, $40
right,
is not, you know, it's not like airline tickets are going up and that's different because you have to pay for your kids and your wife and your, you know, the husband and whatever.
Listen to this hick act. Missouri auto dealership is offering a gun with every purchase. Salesmen at a Missouri car dealership are not just kicking in a free CD player air conditioner, they are offering a free handgun with every purchase.
Whatever, I'm offering vodka.
Through the end of the month, car buyers at Max Motors in Butler will have a choice. $250 towards either a gun purchase or gasoline. So you're getting like $250, what they call cash back, and they're just like, they're just spending it for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not really getting a gun.
Where is this?
Butler.
Texas.
Missouri. General Manager Walter Moore says that so far most buyers have chosen the gun. You could have just bought the gun. You feel like you're getting something. They're still going to do background check and all that. In the fine print, the ad of the website explains, check written toward purchase price and also mentions approved background check is required. He says most people have chosen the gun, adding that he suggests they opt for a semi-automatic model, quote, because it holds more rounds. There you go. That goes with the car. I like your vodka idea. Moore says he suspects his free handgun ad will draw protest in some places, but not in Butler, about 100 kilometers south of Kansas City. Down here, we all believe in God, guts, and guns.
What kind of list is that?
The three G's.
You believe in guts.
It used to be God,
gun,
country, and family.
But don't worry, God's right there.
Right.
Well, did you run out of G's? There's not another word for G?
Jesus is my weapons handler. But yeah, then I was freezing.
Wait, going back just really quick about the inbreeding that happens.
Headless, please.
Headless Gunner from Brooklyn says, when I was growing up in rural Wisconsin, I was fucking a girl for months before my parents mentioned they were distantly related.
Mm.
Oh well, good times. My first abortion.
Wired Jazz. Keith, your voice sounds rough. Are you not getting sick like him? It's not sick. Right. It's just like a party voice, which I really ruined, I think, hanging out with Brother Love on Monday. I was freezing the two nights. We were going to stay three nights camping, and I was so unbelievably cold that we didn't stay that third night. And I had to pee in the middle of the night, I had to pee one morning, and it was 6 a.m. Now, campsites, I'll pee in between two campsites. When it's dark, it seems a million miles away, nobody can see me. But when it's light, it's like they're right there, you know, and you can't pee, and the little kid's going to see your dick or whatever. But it was so cold, and I had the bikes, by the way, that we got from NYC Bikes.
Oh, yeah, NYCBikes.com. How awesome was that?
The bikes are incredible, and everybody was jealous of our bikes. Yeah. If you're getting a bike, get it there. No
joke.
Or
if you need parts for a bike or questions about a bike, nycbikes.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for giving us the bikes. I mean, and Matt put it together for us, and he got it for us in time. We took bikes to the bathroom, to the lake.
You don't mind getting lost? If I was walking
and
I'm terrible, terrible with direction, I'm the worst, I would have just dumped in the middle of the path.
Here, when we got lost, we were like,
it's fun.
More biking.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
So, but it was so cold at 6 a.m, and I have all these layers on that I think I'm going to turn into an icicle if I do bike, you know, because I'm so fucking good. I'm so fast. By the way, this bike makes me want to get a motorcycle.
I hate that.
That's very exciting, right?
Boo. No, it's not very exciting at all.
Didn't you date a guy that had a motorcycle?
Yeah, and I told him to meet me wherever we went because I was annoyed by it.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean,
not even you wouldn't ride it. You don't even want to see him riding it.
No, it's not that. It's that I think I was living in Manhattan at the time when he first got his motorcycle, or I just moved right after he got his motorcycle. And at first I was like, all right, you're picking me up. And like, he was picking me up. So I rode in the back of the motorcycle because that was the vehicle, right?
Right.
And after a while, I was like, what the fuck is this? I hate it. It was a crotch rocket or whatever you call it, you know?
Crotch awesome.
It's fucking loud and whatever. And so I was like, you know what? There are trains in New York. I will meet you there. I don't want to get on that thing. It's annoying. And those things, you have to know how to ride in order to ride behind someone.
What do you mean?
Because it's not like a Harley. It's you know, the sports motorcycles.
Yes.
So when you're making a right turn, you have to lean in with them. You have to, like,
go
the right way. Or you can drop his bike. Every time I adjusted myself on the seat, he could feel it.
Well, I think he's doing something wrong.
No, that's the way it is. In fact,
I rode on the back that Harley gang in Somerset.
Harley's
I was friends
different,
with people. It was a Harley sport. Harley makes all kinds of bikes, and it was a sport bike. And I was on the back, and I didn't have to take a class. He's driving me.
It's not like I don't have to lean him. You know, you pretty much just go with the flow. But he definitely could feel everything that I was doing. And I was uncomfortable, and it's just annoying. I don't like it at all. So I was like, I'll just meet you there. I'll take a cab or I'll take the train. I'll skate there. I had no trouble having people not pick me up.
Right. Is it weird, Fui wrote and saying being good at camping makes you feel like you'd be a good homeless person? Not a lot of homeless people at campsites. You know, scavenging, grab the rest of the firewood when us city folk leave some behind.
Well, you don't necessarily need firewood. You can just pick up the wood. We're in the middle of the woods.
Right.
So there are little things that you can just pick up.
Maybe that's one of those things, though. You know, you can do that. Why don't you get a real job? That's work.
No, I mean, in the city, they're picking up. It's not. You don't have to cut it. You're getting the stuff
that
falls off the tree. No, you're getting the stuff that falls off the tree. So,
okay.
Like, in the city, they look through the garbage, and they get the cans. So it's the same thing. You're looking for cans. Now you're looking for wood. I don't know.
So I was so cold, though, that I couldn't ride my bike. I wasn't walking. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to piss in the car and then just dump it outside. And
such a woodsman.
I get in the car, and Tough Keith pisses in the glass. I throw it out, and then it hits me. I'm in a car. Good. So I go over to Chenda, and I'm like, are you awake? She's awake, because she's freezing too.
Of course I'm freezing.
She's holding all the blankets real close to her. And
I build a cocoon.
Of my half, too.
And I'm always stealing his half.
And before I do decide that I'm just going to stay in the car until it gets warmer, I do try to take some of the blanket. And I was talking to Brother Love hanging out with this, and we did think it was kind of funny that Hemda doesn't know, like, I'm her boyfriend, and I get half to bed. She doesn't know that. But she doesn't know who's taking her blanket. All she knows is that her blanket is being taken. And if she doesn't say the words, I know she's thinking them. But I think she actually says the words. And she's like, why? Why? I'm cold. And she's putting the blankets around her tight. Like, who is it? Why is somebody taking my blanket? She doesn't understand why somebody's taking her blanket. Why would you want to make me cold? Like, do you remember where we are? I love you. Why would somebody that loves you not want you to have blanket?
I don't know. Why is that?
Why? I don't get this. You know I'm cold. Why is this happening? And then you think, like, she's really having maybe a bad dream, and it's a coincidence what I'm doing, that it's matching, but I'm like, I'm going to stay in the car. Okay, if you're sure. Like, well, how about I just take some blanket? Why? Who are you? Wow, that was quick, Alzheimer's. Wow.
But I don't know. Maybe,
what is it?
I'm probably the same, but you're not okay when you're uncomfortable.
I am not okay when I'm uncomfortable. That is true.
But you can't even get okay.
How do you mean?
I'm uncomfortable, and that's the end of everything right now.
Like,
I don't know.
Hemda likes to do this thing holding on to me, like in weird pretzel forms, that I'm like, how are we going to fall asleep like this? Like, and I'm like, I get it, we're on vacation and we're close, but we could still touch. And it could be a loved one. And I remember writing about this before being with him. It's not her. It's just all relationships that I'm in. I don't like being overly touched when I'm trying to sleep. I can't sleep like
either.
That.
Me neither. And I tell you this.
Well, you're confused.
No, I won't be able to sleep, and I know it. If I'm on you, near you, whatever, I will not be able to fall asleep unless I'm so super tired. But first of all, I was cold. Second of all, I was feeling smushy. So I just want to do that until I want to go to sleep. But then I become comfortable enough, not enough comfort to, like, go to sleep.
Right.
But I'm just like, well, if I move now, I'm going to be freezing. So I'm just staying there. I'm not letting you sleep. I'm not letting me sleep.
Right.
And it's just freezing.
Yeah, it's just weird. So so Hunter Keith sat in the car until it got warmer. Then on Monday, we did hang out with some people for Memorial Day, you know, at Prospect Park. And then I hung out with Brother Love. And maybe that's where I lost my voice, because we do love to have scream-offs.
No, but you were yelling in the park also.
Was I?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was I yelling?
What were you yelling? I'm John. I wear sweaters. I want to go to the dog park. I'm John.
I'm John. I have an iPhone. I'm very important when we're on vacation. I don't respect people that fought in World War II because I got to go check my email. Oh, I'm John.
I'm John.
I'm John. That's me. I like to remind people who my impressions are about. I'm John. I'm over there. I'm wearing a red sweater. Hi, I'm John. That is fun. That is fun. By the way, yes. Not dog park, by the way.
Dog beach.
Dog beach. And I'm asking him, I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. There's a beach in the park for dogs.
Like, maybe you guys are misunderstanding.
Right. And they're like, it's true. And I'm like, I guarantee it's not true. I have to see this. And I was right. How I because they're telling me it's sand that they can get a suntan on. Like, I know we get ridiculous with our dogs. I know that.
Well, you know what Matt calls it. He's like, yeah, you can call it the dog beach, or you can call it by its real name.
Fuck the homeless.
No, humans don't count, or homeless don't count. I don't know, whatever it was, beach.
It's silly. It is. It's a piece of cement that goes, you know, off the regular path a little bit, and then into a little section of water that's only for animals. Humans can't go there, and it's probably not safe for humans because it comes out of a piece of Jersey, probably.
It's a fucking puddle.
It's a puddle, but it is.
And your whole life, you're trying to keep your whole dog's life. You're trying to keep your dog away from puddles, so you don't have to clean it.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it does that weird shaky thing, and now there's water all over you. Now you're taking it to the New York Park, which I think New York parks are gorgeous, and you're putting it in the most disgusting part of the park, where if it was after it was raining, and rain got in some of the mud, that would be what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. It's very weird, and we'll post.
But you get to go. Did you go into dog beach? Who went into the dog beach?
Yeah.
Did you go into the dog beach? Because I love you. I take you to the dog beach because I love you. Who loves you? Mama loves you? Oh, my God.
Your dog gives a fuck. It is weird. Yeah, it is very weird. I did take a picture that we'll put on the website of the dog beach rules, and I forget what they are right now, but it's just funny. Just funny how we have to take care of our dogs. And then did you have fun in the water? All right. Well, it's cold now. Put on your sweater. Okay. Should I just cut your balls off in front of your dog friends? Or okay. All right. I did see the coolest shirt, though, when we were at the park the other day. It's a big black dude wearing a shirt. And I don't know if it matters his race, but there's something very funny to me about him being all big, muscular, and black. That it just said, black shirt with white lettering. No, I will not fuck your cat.
I don't get it.
I enjoyed that shirt.
Everyone started laughing.
Yes.
I don't get it.
You did not say, hey, will you fuck my cat? But now he made it like you did say that, cat fucker. Now you get it.
It's really stupid. Everyone laughed, and I'm like...
It's hilarious.
I think it was just because I was the only one not drunk. That was really stupid. And, you know, then I said...
I'm sorry
to my friends right now, because I said... Because I admit it. When I don't get it,
right.
For the most part, I admit it. So I go, I don't get it. And then the people who were laughing were like, I don't know. But you just laughed.
Right. There's nothing to explain.
Okay.
I said, I like your shirt. And he said, drunk. he arrested me for drinking in the park. He's an undercover cop. That's his game.
Keith didn't know that you're not allowed to drink in the park. He's holding on to his,
I didn't know.
His beer can, asking people for directions, pointing with the beer. As
people that work there.
Pointer.
Yeah, I'm like, is this the bathroom? Yeah, and my hand's like the beer. Like, do I go this way or that way? Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, you see I'm walking in with a case of 18 beers.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that going to go? In the garbage. It's part of my exercise routine. No, it's going in all our bellies.
Everyone was drinking.
I think that everybody's drinking.
But the rule, there was no drinking in the campground also. And we brought just a bottle of champagne with us. But you can tell, like, the people across the way from us.
Of course.
They go, oh, yeah, I'm gonna make myself another drink. That's not orange juice.
How are you going to enjoy dirt sober? You know?
So we know that everybody's drinking, but it's kind of a good law. They don't enforce it too harsh. Like, they're not going to, you know, they didn't come around to check to see if we had alcohol.
Right.
So it's fine because it prevents people from walking around like drunks. You know, like pushing their drunk on other people.
Right.
So
I think you have to
behave yourself to a degree.
Yeah.
And not come all drunkity drunk on me.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. If you allowed people with bottles walking around the park, I think it'd be more dangerous.
Right.
But there's something where you take the time to hide it in a plastic container, you're going to behave a little bit.
Mm.
You'll still be a jackass, though, and think that, no, I will not fuck your cat is hilarious, which I stand by.
It really sounds like you're standing by it.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it. So anyway, after that day, you know, me and Brother Love are hanging out. We do our scream off like we like to do on who can hold the longest note. I lose my voice. And we stop at a bar. We drink a little bit.
Drink a little bit? Do you know that you were drinking from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock in the morning.
I did when later I called you and I hear myself slurring. And there really needs to be, I think some phones have this, right? All phones should have it. Where I'm leaving a message like, hey, listen to this news. Michael Crino's video really helped out her in Kings County. Also, oh,
you
fuck
sound
my
more
voice.
Gay than slurry.
Really? Well, I'm slurry. I don't know how to fake
this
it.
This is you. You want to hear
sure,
you?
Sure, sure.
Hi, baby. I love you so much, first of all. That's first of all. I'll eat your head when I get home. You're so fucking beautiful. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. You're fucking beautiful. But that's neither here nor there. Michael Carino, with the video, her in Kings County, helped a lot, you know? I'm like, I think I'm going to need more information. Why don't you understand me? It's the video and it helped. I thought this would be good news. And I'm like, it is good news, sweetheart. It's really good. I don't think you understand. No, I'm getting it. He helped with the video, the one that he made in Nashville. Yeah. Oh, man, I thought it would be good. I thought you'd be excited about that. I am excited, babe. That's really good. That's, like, fun to hear. Yeah. You're fucking hot. You're so fucking hot. I love you. Okay. I'm slurring. I gotta go. You can't hear me like this. Okay, I gotta go. I gotta go. And I'm not even responding to you. I gotta go. Okay, and I'm going. You can't hear me like this. And delete those messages that I left. I love you, baby. Okay? Good day. And good day.
When I left the first message, I hear myself slurring, and I really wish I can press zero to go fuck myself. There's got to be a way that you press a button. It's like, message erased.
There is.
But it's too late.
There is, but it's not.
What
like,
is it? Tell me this code.
It'll come up. Like,
oh, really?
The woman will tell you or something, but I don't know. I know there is a way, but it's not like...
What do you press, like, pound to end the call?
I don't know. It's not common, you know,
oh,
so I don't have a... Like, I know in my phone, 7 is to erase, 9 is right. to save, and that's most people's phones, but you don't know the code for anything else, but there is one.
Oh, damn it. I got to learn that, because then Henda calls back, and I think, all right, I got to...
You know, your first
I got to talk
was,
to her now. I can't ignore her.
Before that, your first message was, okay, I love you to bits and pieces. That's one. So I just... This is a message, okay? It's
right.
a message. I just want to tell you, this is really cool. Wait. Hold on. I think I fucking see something. Okay, I gotta go. And you hang up. And I'm like, fuck. And I know, I'm like, okay, I can't freak out because that's just retarded.
And every time in my past that's happened, it ended up being a fight.
Yeah, and like a really bad sweaty fight, you know? So.
Hold on, I gotta kick ass again. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it scared me, but you must have called me while I was listening to that message because there was a message right after that like, okay, I thought I saw something, everything's fine. Anyway, you're fucking beautiful.
And I'm like, don't save these messages.
Don't save these messages, but Michael Carino, he's awesome.
So, all right. So
and,
got
you're not,
little...
and you're not like that when you're drunk, usually. I know, I knew as soon as you and Brother Love left that you are going to be so gone by the time I see you.
Right.
Because you guys were already drunk. And it's been the whole day. It's been like 3 o'clock. I dropped you off at 11 o'clock. I was like, I had enough. You guys go. And so I'm like, he's dead. He's dead because your drinking partner that is Brother Love is the for real drinking partner.
Yeah.
That's one. And two, it's been a long time of drinking. So when you're slurring, I'm not surprised. What surprised me, though, is when I went to pick you up later. I figured, like, the bars are closing and you're either going to take a taxi or whatever. And
right.
I'm up, so I might as well. So I pick you up. And I've never seen you like this, I don't think, where, like, I'm scared to look at you.
Really?
Yeah. It's a bit much, and maybe I shouldn't have seen you so much, or actually maybe, like, try not to get to that point.
Right.
Because you looked, I think, I'm not really familiar with this drunk version of you. I think what you're trying to do is fix your face, and you look nuts, you know? Because you know how drunk you are, because you already heard yourself.
Right.
Talk to me. And now you're a little freaked out that I'm looking at you. Because I'm like, what's wrong? Oh, no, nothing. I'm good. And you fix your face? You know, so it was scary to me. Like as if something just happened to you that you're trying to keep to yourself.
Right.
And your eyes are gone. And I think you're feeling a little nervous about how much you drank.
Maybe, I don't know that I'm thinking about it that much. But I am probably thinking, like, you know... You already heard me slurring, so you're fine with the way I'm going to be, I think. But, yeah, I do know, like, You know, I know you're picking me up, but, you know, also, it's weird. You know,
if this like, is how you got drunk all the time, I couldn't be with you.
I couldn't be with me.
Okay. It's the kind of drunk that makes me worried, like, you just killed your liver just now.
Right.
You know, you just did permanent damage of some sort. Like, I don't like when you're visibly drunk. And I know everyone thinks you're always visibly drunk, but you're visibly having a good time and partying. And I've seen you do that without alcohol, you know.
Right.
But when you cross over this line that I knew, I know, you know what? No, there's been like maybe 10 times now that you've been that way. It's just that I'm not used to it. But I know when it's about to happen, like when there's open bar, it's about to happen. When I know we're going to be partying for too long, maybe with too many people who are constantly pushing drinks down each other's throats. But it's really an ugly place to be. And Brother Love was in that space in head also, and he gets the same way, you know?
Right.
Well, he either gets angry or really happy, and he was in the happy way when I picked you up. And he's like, oh, man, you're picking up your boy. It's fucking 4 a.m. Hold on to this girl. She's fucking she's the best. And now I know people are listening going, you get all the compliments in the world when these people are drunk. But I'm like, but it's like talking to a baby at that point. And I'm sorry, and I don't want to treat you guys like that. And I know, like, from your end, it's probably like, okay, but I'm still in a fucking adult. But I'm like, oh, that's, you know, like, the first time
right.
you go, oh, man, no, it's not a big deal. Like, thanks a lot, whatever. Let me tell you something. I can't even. Man, you're the best girlfriend ever. La, la, la. Boopity boop. Same thing over and over again. I'm like, I love you guys to bits and pieces, but you are fucking retarded.
So you don't think our political discussions probably were that deep after all?
Wow. What were you talking about to the girl that was there when I first walked in? You guys seemed so, like you're talking about something so deep, and yet,
really?
And yet you're just, and yet I know it wasn't. Because then I talked to her, and she's like, it's so good to see you. No, really. It's, so, this is fantastic that I get to see him. All right.
Tell us we're having real discussions.
Everything's awesome. I'm the greatest.
We were talking about could there be a woman president?
I almost spit out my drink. Oh, my God. You were not.
We were talking about women presidents and PMS, and I said, hey, it's an asshole thing to say, but I don't think there should be a woman president with PMS. That's too much for me. And Brother Love had a...
But
brilliant.
Women who are presidents are already done with their period. Do you understand that?
We don't have
our periods for the rest of our lives.
I'm not here to fight.
At about 45, it starts leaving. 50, you're done.
And then what?
And how old is Hillary Clinton?
You get what's called the dry puss, and you start having hot flashes, right?
But that ends also. Like,
and then what's the next phase?
That's it.
The next amnesia?
Phase is, the next phase is just what guys have also. You have the potential of getting
dementia.
Alzheimer's, dementia, whatever the fuck, you know, old age
right.
comes with. But it's whatever a guy goes through also.
I get you. So in other words,
at this point, I'm not saying I'm voting for Hillary, and I'm not saying vote for a woman just because she is a woman. But at this point in Hillary's life, she's not going through any womanly issues.
Somebody needs to ask and make sure.
Okay.
Girls are having babies, mm-hmm. you know, like older and older now. You never know what's happening.
Yeah, I know what's happening. Some of them are retards.
Do you but still
you're
bleed?
Giving birth to retarded.
Do you bleed out of that presidential vagina?
No. Oh, you're asking.
I'd ask her.
That should have been the question instead of how do you do it. How do you do it and what tampons do you use?
Yes. Thank you. So then we're talking about PMS and girls in general, and we came up with this conclusion. And this girl agreed, so tell me if other girls out there agree, that when a girl has PMS and she's bringing up, she's, you know, sharing thoughts, it could be about anything. A girl just wants you to listen. A girl doesn't want solutions.
Normally, a girl wants you to listen and doesn't want solutions. The problem
isn't that funny? Like, a guy thinks, why are we talking? We should get to a solution.
And that's the problem is, a lot of times, guys will listen and go, why don't you try this? Why don't you do this? And it confuses the hell out of a girl going, like, why don't you just shut up? And stop trying to fix the problem, and there's a lot of bad communication right. starting from there.
Brother Love had a good... By the way, that I'm getting real nervous about how you're sitting in that camera. Am I wrong? I can't see.
They can only see it.
Looks like the camera's right up your hoo-ha.
No.
So anyway, yeah, we're talking about PMS, and Brother Love, his great point was, you know what? Let it happen. Let there be a woman present that gets PMS and for the wrong reason pushes the button and blows a country off the planet. Because we can always use that against women now. I'm like, look what you did. Look what your president did with PMS.
Do you see where...
I think that's smart.
We don't exist anymore.
I like that.
In order to blame anyone.
What do you mean?
You push the button.
Another country. It doesn't blow up the whole world.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Then, I mean, yes, okay, it'll be after, you know, we'll all be camping. But we'll still have that against them. And I think that's a very good point. Because you got to look at yourself. You know, I don't know about diplomacy and important things and this and that. But I do know about handling women. And it's a good thing to have in your back pocket. I thought it was brilliant. But apparently, I'm being told I was drinking.
Liz is on your side. She's saying...
Thank you, Liz.
We'd be at war once a month. It was more a question, but...
Right. I said this before, is whenever Hillary Clinton, you know, started crying in public, and it's a political cartoon, and it just has all the different world leaders like looking at her and she's crying, and just, you know, horrible people. Saddam Hussein was in it, Bin Laden's in it, and they like put their hand out like, I'm sorry, what happened? Was it something I said? Mm-hmm. Oh, what? No, it's something you said. You were mean. It's like, I'm sorry, President. Please don't be sad. Is it that time? I'm so sorry, President. So we're at the first place that we're hanging out at, and this is what I was saying.
After the park on Memorial Day?
After the park. And then we went to eat, and I'll go back to eating. There's a reason I'm skipping that for now.
Oh, this is the first place that you and Brother Love Alone
yes,
hang out.
Yeah. Okay. So we go there, and then we're watching a band play, and then we leave, and I'm finishing my beer, so I give him like the sign, you know, I'll be right there, you know, let me finish this. And I meet Brother Love's ex in that bar. And she comes out like, hey!
You guys just ran into her.
Yeah, we just ran into her. He finally ended that relationship. And I'm the asshole that's, you know, said, yeah, you guys aren't meant to be together.
Right, right.
You know, because I'm on the outside and I'm better than everybody else. I finally got shit together. I'm perfect. So you know, she sees, and Brother Love later tells me that I gave the most awkward hug. Like, he's saying, like, I'm, like, pushing her away. Like it's just weird. So anyway, I'm like, hi. And she's like, what are you guys doing here? Looking for you. And then it's...
That's what you say.
That's what I said.
I'm
like, looking for you. Ha ha. Well, obviously, I'm not looking for you. And then Brother Love sees, like, how awkward I'm being and comes in. And they both stare at each other. It is the most uncomfortable thing I've ever seen. It is so weird. And they just, like, hey. Hey. So, hey. Yeah, hey. And then it hits me that I'm not in this relationship. And I go, all right, bye.
I can't believe you would say, all right, bye, and not, hey, we're meeting such and such. Do you want to get going?
Well, you're usually good at that.
I think you got so stunned.
I was stunned. It was so weird. So I go outside.
Usually you're blaming me for that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I'm giving you an out, and I'm like, I don't even know.
I go outside, and I imagine it's going to be real quick. It feels like it could just feel that way, but it felt like a very long time. So I did call his phone, and I figured the phone would buzz. And then that would be his out.
Okay.
Like, we got to go.
And he's usually on top of
it. But then, because I thought it was too late to go back in and go, okay, seriously, we got to get out of here. You know, there's other bars that need drinking. I figured that'd be weird. So I'm waiting for him. And then I text him, get out. Get out. And then eventually, you know, he comes out and we just talk about how awkward it was. But, oh, it's so exciting to see. It felt like a long, long time of, hey, hey. So, how do you like your rings? You got your rings back. Do they fit good? All right. It's very exciting.
Raggedy wants to know, Keith should have stayed and took notes for the relationship book.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to solve that one.
We should have how do you break up.
Brother Love's leaving. And he's like, I was here first. I lived here first. Maybe that's where we lost our voice.
They live 2 blocks from each other.
2 blocks away. They have the coolest bars right around where they work.
Yeah,
so now
that's where we hang out. That's where we hang out, is around his place.
Right. They gotta go to court and separate the bars. they're both drinkers. They gotta work through this. They gotta work this out. Brother Love says she only listens to the shows the day after something happens.
So hi.
So that's all I can tell you for now, and then we'll talk more about his girl on Tuesday. Wednesday. All right. Very good.
Wait, back to relationships really quick. Headless Gunner, sorry. The No Solution, Just Listen, Deal With Your Girl is straight out of Men Are For Mars. Did you know that?
What's that? The No Solution, Just... Oh, really?
Yeah. Which my fiance happened to be reading Poor Me. I guess that's what they're teaching.
If I read that, well, I guess it's right. You know,
but
girls are saying, yeah, it's so weird. Like, Like, you feel like you're failing. My job is to just nod. I feel dumb. I feel like I'm insulting you. And it doesn't matter if you're not. A guy can't help but think I'm insulting you.
I think the best thing you can do is somehow relate to it. That's what I think girls are looking for, including myself. Just relate to my issue. And then I don't feel crazy. I don't feel out of my head. I just feel like the problems that I'm having, you know, I'm having them. You know, right. And maybe like someone else had them, and I just have to feel like I let it out and you understood it.
Right.
But you guys mostly, if you can't find a solution, just nod and say mm-hmm, and that can get infuriating also.
But that's the time you need a solution, so fuck me.
I don't know that I would, I don't know.
By the way, listen to this story. It kind of goes, I don't know what it fucking goes with. Road workers in a small New Zealand town got their wish granted when a woman stripped, saying she was fed up with their wolf whistles. The Israeli tourist was about to use an ATM in the main street of Kerikeri, in the far north of the country, when the men whistled, the New Zealand press said. She calmly stripped off, used the cash machine before getting dressed and walking away. The woman told police she didn't take too kindly to the whistling that the men were doing that were repairing the road. Police said she said that she had thought, bugger them, which of course means fuck them, I'll show them what I've got. She gave the explanation that she has been pestered by New Zealand men. She's not an unattractive lady, said the cops. She was taken back to the police station and spoken to and told that that was inappropriate in New Zealand. Way to teach a lesson, dummies. Teach a lesson.
How does that help? I think that's so that it just works now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You want to see my tits so bad, bro? Love, here's my fucking tits. All right. Okay. Now that's not gonna make you want to see new tits. I think. I think that calmed you down. Earlier, let's get to the sad news, I guess. Now that we're all having fun and having a good time.
Oh wait, fucking Brother Love. Huh? Brother Love goes Israeli because it was an Israeli woman, and now I assume that I have to read this in an Israeli accent. What? You want to see my body? You want this? Fuck this! I'll show you.
Right. Take it. Take my clothes. Take my life. My pussy. Take it. Why should I have my own pussy? They take the most beautiful words and ruin them. Pussy. Take my pussy.
That's not even how they say it.
I've dated many.
What?
They
no,
say
you
that
haven't.
All the time. You can't get them. I take them to church. You can't get them to talk about their pussy. So we're out eating. This is after we're hanging out in the park and before Brother Love and I hang out. And I forget what place we were, but the food was great. Right? Everything was good. Little sliders, steak was good, whatever. And once I had the sliders and realized how good those were, and the beer, delicious, that I saw they sold a lobster roll. And I'm like, all right, let's have this. I have been intrigued about lobster rolls lately, and I don't know why.
I know why.
I've never had one. I saw one in Maxim magazine.
Exactly.
And I think that made me, I want one. I leave it out so Hemda can find it and maybe make it.
I totally saw it.
But the directions are, number one, catch a lobster. So I don't think that's going to happen. I see lobster roll on the menu, and everybody's like, is this where you want to eat lobster? But everything else was good, and they had clam chowder, oysters, this and that. What's the difference with the lobster?
Yeah, the whole menu is from the sea, so.
And it's on a hot dog roll, and it's like mayonnaise, celery, and big lobster chunks. Delicious. People are like, $20? Was it worth $20? Everybody else's meal is like $16 or $17. It just seems like a lot, I guess.
No, it was a lot.
Do you think it's a lot?
Yeah, it was a lot. That was a big fuck you the size of that sandwich.
You think so? It's a lobster.
Absolutely.
It's a hot dog bun.
It's
it can't get any bigger.
Bun. It can get bigger. I've seen lobster rolls, and they're they're on rolls. They're on those, like,
Kaiser
deli,
rolls or whatever, yeah.
Like a hero thing.
Okay.
They're not on a hot dog bun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a big fuck you. $20?
You think so?
Are you kidding me?
Well, I loved it. I loved it. And between two sliders and half of that, I split it with Brother Love between two, because we had to know what it was like to see, you know.
It was insulting to see that.
I loved it.
And I didn't want to dwell on it because, you know, fuck it. You're enjoying your time.
Right.
But I was like, $20 for a hot dog bun?
Loved it. Lobster roll, thumb up.
I'm glad.
Thumbs up. And I bring this up because I will always remember where I was in the future when I had a lobster roll. We get a call from, who was it? Tech Andrew?
Yeah.
Our buddy Tech called and said that the guy Windows and Doors, a regular Forms member, and I've seen him many times, died. He passed away.
He's a young guy.
He's a young gentleman. I have seen many pictures with him in some kind of breathing tube, so I know that he's been having some kind of breathing problem.
He's on camera all the time.
Yes.
So there's definitely something wrong, and you can see.
Yeah. And I guess he was in the hospital and actually told his mom, like, you know, I'm okay, you can go home, thank you. And a half hour later, he died. Mm-hmm. So maybe he knew. Maybe he didn't want his mom to see it. Maybe it's a coincidence.
That's what a lot of people are thinking, but I think it's a coincidence because, yeah, you let your mom go so she's not, you know, there, and you want her to I went out and I was feeling better. But at the same time, moms, they feel guilty, like, oh, I wasn't there. I had to go home. Oh, why would I want to go home? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't think so. I think it was just a coincidence.
Here's what Rianne wrote on the forums. I just received this horrible call from Windows and Doors' mom. Rianne knows everybody.
Everybody.
You know, you found out from her, his mom?
I know. I don't know how that happened. Maybe
I can't even talk to my mom. I'm not allowed to talk to my mom.
However, if you died, wouldn't somebody look through your phone and see who you texted and called a lot? And you have to go, you know, when somebody dies, there's a procedure. You got to go through all their contacts.
Maybe Rianne could call my parents.
I think she could.
Things with her family. I just received this horrible...
I think you have to die first.
Oh, okay. I just received this horrible call from Windows and Doors' mom. Anthony is his name. He passed away this morning. He had a small bout of pneumonia and was rushed to emergency. He was very, very strong, but complications were just too much. Once I hear more about arrangements, I will post them. And my heart goes out to him and his family. And they have a banner. They hang out at the old video thing we used, Pal Talk. And it says, Team Pal Talk, night shift. And then in the corner, RIP WAD. So that's nice.
Yeah,
little thing on the banner. They call him WAD, mm-hmm. Windows and Doors. Very beautiful way to remember him. William saying, sad news, Rianne. Sad news. Love each and every day. Picard 102 sends his thoughts. Holy shit.
That was weird. There's a whole thread on it, obviously. And it was weird to go to read. And somebody's entire comment is, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And you get it because all you read is fuck, but you read it in that voice. You read fuck.
Right. You feel you have nothing to say. These people have nothing to say, but they feel like an asshole if they don't say something.
But what do you say?
I understand.
You know,
I understand.
I was on the phone with Tech Andrew. He's like, you know, I'm sorry to say this. I'm sorry to be the bearer of the news. I thought you'd want to know. I'm like, somebody died.
Right.
And I'm having dinner with people who know, whoever he's about to tell me, a lot of people at this table are going to know.
Do you mind if Keith digests his lobster roll first? It was $20.
And then I was right. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then there's a conversation that follows it, of course, that goes, oh, my God, what happened? And I'm so sorry to hear it and blah, blah, blah. And then you start repeating yourself and you feel like a jerk because right. you feel like there should be something that you can say there that would make sense, that would close a conversation, because you know neither one of you have anything to say. Somebody died. Yeah. He doesn't exist anymore. Fuck. That's what you want to say. You want, oh, fuck. Call you later.
Right. It's a brother love in the ex conversation.
Right. Yeah. Should I stare at you now?
Right. That's sad.
It's really weird.
Very sad. Yeah, super sad. Very sad. Gen V writes, Roman and I are shocked. Damn, I just don't know what to say. One of our family is gone. We will miss you, Wad. Brumsky forever. I never thought Brumsky would catch on that much when I wrote it about ball grabbing. But why you would wish that on any man, I don't know. Tech Andrew came to his defense. Well, for a friend, one last time. No, Brumsky. We'll miss you around here. Rad's rating.
Can you imagine his mom reading this thread?
Brumsky, forever. Right. I hope somebody grabs your balls forever in a joking way.
Somebody's going to write his eulogy and then P.S. Brumsky.
He never got Brumskied. He was always ready with a no Brumsky. Anytime I talked to Wad, he was always ready with a no Brumsky. Good guy. Rad's rating, Anthony. He was so sweet and nice. I came back to just show my respect to him. I love him. Ugh. So he died.
Usually read that as ugh. Is that too Jewish?
No, ugh. You're right.
U-G-H.
But it's like, he's dead. Ugh. Fucking life. Ugh.
Right. But I think I've heard people say it and they say ugh.
I believe you are correct.
Thank you.
I think Jews
That's
invented
all I wanted.
It.
And Wad, thank you for finally showing people the way
mm-hmm.
and what forums things really mean.
Giorgio says, Anthony was on the chat the first time I logged in and was the first internet friend I spoke to on Skype. I loved his voice, his sense of humor, his impatience, the way he'd tell me off, Joe. We'd watch movies together and have Doctor Who marathons. Sometimes we'd spend an entire Sunday watching Doctor Who.
They're across the world from each other, are they not? That means they're watching it together over like a Skype thing or just chat. I had no idea.
He made me laugh. Anthony was a really sweet guy. I love you, Anthony. You are a great friend. I miss you so much already. And there's when people write in.
He was huge in the community.
He was huge in the community. He apparently known for loving Doctor Who, demanding to see tits. no Brumskis, of course.
Passing his penis around.
Passing his penis around. That was posted in memoriam.
His penis picture, yeah.
I bet he was overweight a little bit, so it didn't come off the most attractive penis. That didn't stop him from playing fair. That's how you judge the size of a man, I think. Yes, you may see my little chub. May I see your tits? Give me your tits now.
No fair. You know, that can grow to be whatever size. It was a flaccid penis.
Well, he's more man than me because I would have waited till it grew.
I haven't seen it yet. So,
I can't wait.
Info at keithandthegirl.com. I need to know the man.
How do we remember him?
How he wanted to be remembered.
I have his dick bouncing around as a screensaver right now. Ha ha, BB says, I have his voice in my head. Wait, what? BB, shut the fuck up. LOL, what a sweetie.
He yelled at a lot of people.
He enjoyed yelling a lot.
You know what, though? Our female listeners like to be yelled at.
They
I've been
do.
On camera
you know
before, and I'm like, shut your fucking face and show me your tits. Oh, I don't. Ah, you fucking bitch. And then they show it.
Yes.
You fucking cunt. You know you want to show me your ass right now.
They don't like being talked sweet to.
Nope.
Our listeners were not raised properly. Aurora says, our Skype chats is how I remember him. Always picking on me for sounding like a 12-year-old girl. And he and the four member 1969 would make inappropriate jokes while I was gone. Hee hee. This
what?
Guy's a
Wait,
pervert.
What?
Yeah, I would leave to see what they would say behind my back. You know, leave in quotes, so she had a fake name, I guess. Behind my back. And they were some of the funniest moments. They both wanted to ramrod me. Such beautiful and heartfelt, sad faces I see all over the place. It was very much loved. Very much loved.
Ah, oh, thank you. I just saw his penis. Oh, wait, that might be erect.
Okay, well.
All right.
He had to play fair. I want tits. Here's my dick.
Wait, that's erect.
See?
Wow.
He was more heart than dick. Wad. I'll remember him well. Jim writing in. Jim wrote a long eulogy. It's a little, it's too long to get to, but I'll put it on the forums. But here's a little bit that he wrote before that. I was shocked by the news hours ago, and now it really has sunk in after reading what people have said about Wad and seeing the always goofy pictures he took. That was his face. That's Anthony, just a funny dude who can make you laugh anytime. He was a great guy. I'm really going to miss you, Wad. I believe he's from Pittsburgh, right? He was a huge Pittsburgh fan. I forget where he's from. I just want to tell you guys some things about him because I'm a Steelers fan. I know there are a lot of you who really didn't know Wad. I lost this friend and it hurts. I haven't cried in a while, but tonight I can't help it. We've lost somebody special. Please keep showing your tits. When I got on Pal Talk last year, Anthony was one of the first friends I made there, and he's been on there every night. Even when he's not actively talking in a room, he's there watching Doctor Who, yelling at people, blah, blah, blah. So he lost a good friend, and all our best wishes. He also wrote to me, Big Jim here, Rhiannon Firefighter Chick, delegated me to put some memories and thoughts of Wad or Anthony together for Tuesday's show. So I'll put that up on the forums, like I said. Then I wrote back, if you love him so much, why don't you marry him?
It's really sensitive of you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. His final posts, I'm sure you're wondering this. What were the final things that Wad said? How, on the Keith and the Girl forums, will he be remembered? And so I looked up on the last post that he wrote. And the last one was, can I get something special if I do? Hmm. Can I get something special in PAL, meaning PAL Talk, if I do? The PAL Talk being the cameras we used to use.
Now we use keithandthegirl.com/live video.
So say I do whatever you want, what do I get in return? Even at the end, he was the negotiator. Even at the very end. His next to last post, this actually does really suck. It's like typing on a cell phone, but even more retarded, I might stand up and go get my computer. Before that, yeah, but it's better than live video, smiley face. Look at that. He got us. He got us. And the one that makes the most sense, hey people, I can't talk much right now. I'm watching Boston beat the shit out of Detroit. I would have made this post fancier, but I'm posting from my PSP.
Amazing, huh? They were always in touch.
Go Celtics.
The people who are on our forums, the hardcore ones, are completely in touch with each other. They go away on vacation,
right,
and they're still back and forthing with each other, sending pictures, posting on the forums. It's kind of cool.
I wonder if he had. Is there a way to find this out? Can you ask his mom? Was he listening to Keith and the Girl in the hospital? And could we have saved him?
Oh.
Something to think about, the powers of the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he was a tough guy, and we're a tough show. And this motherfucker, whatever it was, got him. But he's in heaven. Brumskin, God.
You think he's in heaven after passing around his penis shot?
No, of course he's not. Oh. But that's, you don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
That's not something you say on a moment like this. But it truly is a Memorial Day, and that we will remember him forever. And any time one of you listeners dies, I will, in memoriam, eat a lobster roll. Please don't die at once. It gets expensive. But I will eat a lobster roll and think of you. And I will not share it with Brother Love. I will eat it all myself. God bless you, my friend. Richard Ritson, dear Keith and the girl, I'm a 21-year-old straight male from the UK, and about a month ago I was diagnosed with testicular cancer. I'm a longtime listener and forum lurker, and I have been subscribed since the show was in its early numbers. The finding and diagnosing of testicular cancer happens very quickly. How many listeners do we have that have balls removed? One day I was told
it's a trend now, just like Aspies.
One day I was told I had a small harmless cyst. About a week and a half later, I was in a hospital having a bullock removed. Needless to say, this involved an overnight stay in the hospital. Well, it's a damn good thing I was behind on shows. When I woke after my surgery, still groggy from the anesthetic, the first thing I reached for was my battered old iPod. Keith and the Girl was my first choice for what to listen to. I forget what show number it was, but it was not the last I played. I worked my way through the entire backlog of shows on my iPod.
Wow. That's an expensive hospital bill.
It got to the point while listening to shows that the nurse had to come over and check that I was not having a reaction to the anesthetic because I was laughing so hard. I hated being in the hospital. I just want to thank you both for getting me through it.
Oh.
The only problem now is being at home. I am well caught up on the shows, and now I have chemotherapy to go through. This involves 2 3-night stays in the hospital. Looks like it's time I download the really early shows and complete my Keith and the Girl experience.
I have a solution. We're doing a 72-hour podcast just for you.
Yes.
Just for you guys in the hospital.
The money's going to go to Asperger's, some of the money that we collect during the telethon. But
actually,
you'll know.
All of June will be telethon month. And to celebrate, we're doing a 72-hour podcast starting June 12th and ending June 14th. 72 straight hours of non-recorded material. Really, really cool. KeithandTheGirl.com/events. We have a list of, here, let me look at the list real quick of who said yes. FMOS, Matt B, Jesse Joyce, Spooky, Crazy Mike, Relic, Patrice, John Neffel. It goes on and on. Lori, who hasn't been on the show but once.
I got a little confused during the non-recorded material.
We're not going to play old shows or anything.
Oh,
like
right.
We're not going to throw it's always going to be somebody in front of a mic.
Right.
You know? So we're always going to be talking to you live.
We'll be talking. If we have a guest that's a musician, maybe we'll play their song.
Right. That's why I didn't want to say, has to be all talk. It could be somebody, you know, playing a song, making it up on the spot. Bobby Mitchell is probably going to stop by. I told him to bring the guitar.
Right.
Matt left his guitar here last time. He's coming by. It's going to be really great. We're raising money, and a portion of the proceeds is going to Aspie's Asperger's.
Right.
What else? Also, check out KeithandTheGirl.com/events, because on July 4th, everybody listening to Keith and the Girl, this is just going to be so much fun if everybody really does this, should be wearing something that says Keith and the Girl on them, whether it be a shirt that you bought at the store, keithandthegirl.com/store, or a sticker that you got for free by sending it to a request to our P.O. box with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Whatever it is, a hat, anything, Keith and the Girl, we're all going to be outside July 4th. I understand that it's an American holiday, but let's spread it throughout the world, because that's where our listeners are, and maybe you'll bump into somebody that you never knew listened to Keith and the Girl. How fun will that be?
Mm-hmm. Wad would want you to wear the shirt and get blown.
There's that blowing aspect of it.
Big fan of blowjobs. Big fan.
Oh, for sure.
Big fan. Listen.
People blew his picture, I heard.
Mrs. Wad, big fan of blowjobs, your kid. Big fan. By the way, Jessie, when Jess NYC, when she dies, she says she thinks she's worth 2 lobster rolls. She would like me to know.
How she's a vegetarian.
How pretentious.
You have to eat vegan lobster.
In Wad's profile, Judgy McJudgebutt writes in from hell and says, in Wad's profile, his biography says, I'm alive and his occupation is breathing. Guess he got fired.
Oh, my God. Mm. His location is hell, Judgy McJudgebutt.
Mr. X from Canada, would Keith rather have a lobster roll or a $175 Kobe beef hamburger? I've been thinking about that hamburger more and more lately.
Wait, why does he have to decide?
I don't have to decide. I got it going on.
Well, as soon as somebody donates it.
Right. But it is a lot of money.
It is.
Like that $40 hamburger, I can understand why that would be $40 or whatever it was. There's 175 is a little. There's no reason.
That's insane.
Yeah. They're not tricking me. I'm not going to let them trick me. But I would pay $60 for a hamburger. Absolutely.
I would pay my media kit for $175 Kobe beef. And our anniversary is coming up, so maybe it's time to dust that off.
The media kit?
Yeah.
Go somewhere.
Oh, which reminds me, now we have a video media kit, keithandthegirl.com/promo.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking good.
Do you think, I can't help but wonder now, we did take off for Memorial Weekend, we would be off anyway, but then we took off Monday. So it was three days without Keith and the Girls shows.
The healing stopped.
Coincidentally, this dude dies. Are we responsible?
I'm going to say no, because I know that feds are listening.
Oh, I agree, and we are not responsible, and there is plenty of backlog that he could have re-listened to.
Correct.
Speaking about breaking a record or holding a record or whatever you would call it for a 72-hour podcast, two men attempt to break the world handshaking record in San Francisco, going 9.5 hours. Kevin Whitaker and Corey Jenz deserved a hand after the record-setting attempt, but they probably didn't want to shake it.
Shake what?
Shake a hand, I guess, after they
shook
hands.
Oh, they deserve
hands.
A hand, but they don't want to shake it?
I guess.
What is that, a two-for-one joke?
It's a zero-for-one joke. The pair sought to set a new world record Monday by shaking hands with one another for 9.5 hours, apparently beating the previous record set by two Germans by a half hour. The Guinness Book... When do you stop?
What's the timing of it? And shake. And shake.
Right.
Do you have to keep that
you
rhythm
just keep
going?
Shaking. I bet you keep shaking.
And do you shake your penis after you pee when you do that?
I bet your
like
hand...
I'm holding it in. I can hold my pee for 10 hours. Who wants to shake my hand for 10 hours? I'm not kidding. I will shake someone's hand for 10 hours.
To break this record?
Yeah.
I'd find another one. But it is breakable.
Stupid.
The Guinness Book of World Records still must confirm the feat. One at Whitaker 31 and Jen's 30 felt pretty confident in achieving. What do they confirm? Is it on video? I looked up what some of the weakest... I like this. See, I like this guy's attitude, though. I looked up what some of the weakest records were. I'm not going to break the 100-meter dash record, but I thought I could break this record.
It's exactly
I like
our attitude
it.
About
it's
it.
My exact attitude.
The rules, but that's why I think I should go for 9 hours, 31 minutes.
Yes.
Because that's our attitude also.
The rules from Guinness appeared easy enough. Handshakers are not required to look each other in the eye or exchange pleasantries. They simply must grip palms and continuously move their hands up and down. That's... It is good that they don't have to exchange pleasantries. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. How's your day?
You?
How's your family?
What'd you eat?
Eat my balls. Go fuck yourself. Fuck you. No, I will not fuck your cat. It's going to deteriorate pretty quickly, I think. The historical day began at 2:07 p.m. outside the Ferry Building, where the duo endured the discomforts of such issues as sweaty palms, arm cramps, and, of course, bathroom breaks. So I don't understand. They endured, you know what I'm talking about. They had to go through the discomfort of bathroom breaks. What does that mean? So did they go to the bathroom, meanwhile shaking hands, or they didn't go to the bathroom?
Read it again.
It's not really explained. They had to go through the discomfort of such issues as sweaty palms, arm cramps, and, of course, bathroom breaks.
Yeah, they went to the bathroom.
Still shaking.
Yes.
Did somebody come in?
You guys stand when you...
Did somebody, how is this on videotape? And somebody walked in with them on the videotape. I'm just curious.
Okay.
I'm not trying to shit on the record. It's very.
You're trying to pee on the record.
It's very interesting. Right. I'm trying to pee on the record. By nightfall, the two decided to continue their quest for greatness at a hotel bar where they found warmth, comfortable seats, and alcoholic beverages. But meanwhile, they're fucking shaking it all over themselves. The effort culminated at 11:38 p.m. with a bottle of bubbly and much needed space. It's not that fun, believe me, one of the kids said. I'm a little tired. My shoulder's tired. In fact, it's extremely painful. So they just ran a marathon. Well, good for them. Good for them. That's what I like. That's what I like.
Dumb shit.
Dumb shit. Like, just take a second and break this dumb shit. Who took it? The Germans were like, we took this serious. I took it seriously. You're making a joke about handshaking. Oh, well. Oh, well. By the way, listen to this. This won't take long. Somebody's telling me how No Country for Old Men is good. And I got a lot of emails, but this one I thought was interesting. And tell me what you think about this. Here's, it's called No Country for Old Men Explained. This guy wrote me. Anton, the killer, and Tommy Lee Jones, the sheriff, are the same person. What do you think of that? He's not joking, though. I think this movie is very much like Sixth Sense, Shawshank Redemption, or Fight Club. Each of these movies has a huge aha moment where your mind is blown and everything changes. The main difference in this movie is that the aha moment wasn't spelled out at all. Mine happened an hour or so after the movie ended, and I realized that Tommy Lee Jones' character could have been completely removed and the movie wouldn't have changed. If you think back to all the fucked up, confusing parts of the movie, only this time consider that Anton the Killer is Tommy Lee Jones' alter ego, and most things now make sense. So it's like,
God damn it, that could work.
Everyone who ever meets Anton is killed. If Tommy Lee Jones needs to cover his tracks completely, he would have to kill every person who sees him as Anton. The milk. Tommy Lee Jones knows that it's safe to drink the milk because he was the one that left it there not long ago.
So what? He's the only one that knows this, that figured this movie out?
Maybe. The TV scene. They made a point to show both Anton and Tommy Lee Jones see the reflection in the TV because we are having a bit of deja vu, or at least seeing the irony in seeing the same reflection under entirely different circumstances. The cattle-killing fire extinguisher. In one scene, Tommy Lee Jones is speaking with the wife about the guy running from Anton and describes this device. Of course, he knows exactly what he does. He uses it as Anton. The end. At the end, several seemingly unrelated and confusing things happen. Tommy Lee Jones states that many killers return to the crime scene. Anton gets hit by a car, and Tommy Lee Jones is seen sitting at a table with his wife and rambling on about this world has no place for old men like me. Now I retire. This all comes together because Tommy Lee Jones does return to the scene, only this time as the old sheriff. That is why they show Anton on the inside and Tommy Lee Jones outside. But when he enters, Anton is gone. Anton slash Tommy Lee now has the money and starts to go home when he is hit by the car. The final scene is Tommy Lee Jones back at home describing how people like him, kind old sheriffs, are now irrelevant in this crazy world. He is justifying to himself why it was okay to forget the ways of his father and grandfather and go on a killing spree to get the money. Also, a great time to retire.
Okay, this guy that wrote it, you think he was like, God damn it, I just wrote all of that. Now I gotta post it everywhere.
Maybe.
You know? Because it can't just be for Keith Malley's eyes.
That's why, maybe it is, and that's why I gotta get the word out.
But that's like, insane. I like that better
than
anything
I've heard. I like the idea.
It can
make me like this movie better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird. Wow. A movie's done and you like it better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a dumb...
It's the feeling it left.
This is a dumb example. But I saw Charlie's Angels, and I'm like, this is so retarded. It happened to be a gay guy, but this guy explained to me, like, it's supposed to be that retarded. Like, they're using a tuba to scan somebody's eyes. It's fucking retarded. And I ended up liking the movie in hindsight.
Okay. Oh, so you're talking about the hindsight thing because it's similar to what Patrice was saying.
That movie.
Did you go into that movie thinking that it's silly?
I didn't. But
it's
I didn't.
That kind of thing that Patrice was saying, and you're like, oh, you know
yes.
what? I went to the movie thinking I'm going to go see a movie. You were making fun of that point, but now there's something to it.
Maybe.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I think you just admitted it.
a little bit, but it's such a, you know, I'm okay with this movie going, this movie is fucking stupid. You're almost doing things like it's Airplane, you know? And no other place am I going to be okay with the movie because, you know what I mean? This is an extreme example because the movie's so dumb.
You
can't fuck
it.
Up. You know, in No Country for Old Men, you can fuck something up. You can't fuck up in Charlie's Angels because the whole thing's stupid. Like, but I swear,
didn't like that movie.
When you do, I understand.
I'm not dumb. Like,
I'm not.
It has no entertainment value,
right?
Unless you know you're jerking off to it.
Even with all this said, I still wouldn't say it is the greatest movie ever made, but it was pretty good. Now that I think I understand it, I think this also explains the guy's review you read on the last show. Read it again with the theory, and you could tell he is trying to show off that he understood the deeper meaning without spoiling it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. I don't know about that either.
Spoil it. You're giving that guy too much credit.
You're giving
people
that guy
love spoiling.
People, right? He would
look what I figured out. Yeah.
He would love spoiling. He would love, you know. He would give some kind of clearer hint. And people love just saying shit they don't really know. That's what he was doing. That review I read was dumb. It's like asking. It's like people that pick on me. Like, you don't think Hillary can be president? I'm like, yeah. I'm sorry if that idea is stupid. No, I don't. I don't want her to be president of the United States. Who would you vote for? McCain. Well, why would you? He has his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you give me ideas so that I can be a more educated voter? His policies. And you're like, why are you bothering, idiot? His policy. What are his policies? I like what he has to say about healthcare and schools.
What does he have to say?
Yeah, what does he have to say about healthcare and schools? I don't have the policies in front of me. You don't have your policy folder in front of you. You fucking liar. You're as informed as I am. Everybody is. There's a
Which
few smarter people, but you all you all just go on the whim of some dumb shit that you saw him on Letterman or something. You know, I don't think I want a woman that's going through hot flashes. It's all the same, has the same validity. And that's what this review was. Anyway, he continues, remember, reviews are mainly for people who have not yet seen the movie. Lastly, Innocence Lost is directed to Tommy Lee Jones's innocent old sheriff changing into Anton. Love the show, Jeff R. He brings up some points.
That's good. Yeah, that's really good.
He brings up some points. All right, ready for the tease for tomorrow? I'm very excited about this. We're just running a little long today.
Before you do that, I just want to... Fui from Tulsa says, Wad's last... I just want to go back to Windows and Doors really quick. Wad's last blog post on his MySpace was, current mood, chipper. I feel fantastic. I made some new friends the other day, and they are the best. We met on Pal Talk in a room for KTG, www.keithandthegirl.com. So I just want to take this opportunity to say hi to Rianne, Brenda, and Cheese. I don't know why he's called Cheese, but whatevs. Okay, till next time, keep on stroking.
Keep on stroking. Oh, like jerking?
I think.
Oh, I thought he meant like he's going to have another stroke. That's the way I took it. Oh, well. Well, God bless him. God bless his family. We wish you all the best. And you can check on the forums if you want to donate for flowers or what have you. I know some people are putting some things together. We'll put a sticky thread so that's easy to get to if anybody wants to help out. Here's something that Wad would have loved. This is a contestant in an interview trying out for American Gladiators. Female.
Sorry, I have the flu and I do not feel good right now. So. But Siren is intense and I would love to go against her and do what I need to do to go around the women and do what I need to do.
She's fainting.
It's so weird. Sounds like she was coming.
You sure?
Is that wrong?
Or she told a newspaper joke. Alright, remember this story about we read the pod show contract, this and that, and a lady did a show. She did a show called Whisper Pearls, but she also did another show where she picked on me for picking on Madden Kerr, and she said I'd follow Adam to the ends of the earth, and her partner, a dude, is saying that doesn't make sense. You don't even know, and she's like, I don't, it doesn't matter. I guess he Adam Curry talked the shit about did a good intro to Motley Crue. I will follow him, whatever he does. Mm-hmm. And she hated me. She despised that I talked about Podshow being a shady company. Then later, in Second Life, I end up having virtual sexual relations with her. She took the time on a show, Whisper Pearls, very recently to talk about that and address it. And that's what we're going to play tomorrow. But I just want to give you this little introduction as a tease. It's fantastic. Hold on 1 second. Let me lower the volume because she gets a little cackly. She enjoys the nervous laughter. All right, here it is.
Hope you're having a great week. It's sunny and beautiful in Los Angeles after a week of rain and cold. And I am taping this unusually in the middle of the day. Normally I tape at night, of course, because Whisper Pearls is a nighttime thing. But
baby.
I have two roommates have to juggle their schedule.
It's pretty nice, right? I didn't get the pleasure of hearing the voice, though.
Oh, you got it in type form.
I got it in type form, but...
But were you getting angry? Should I be asking now, or are we teasing for tomorrow? Were you getting angry type or sweet type? Because... Was she now knowing her voice?
She did not know.
No, I know she didn't know. But were you talking dirty to each other like, oh, you want to put it in me? Or like mean, like, I can put it in me already.
I heard dirty. I heard we were dirty.
So this voice doesn't match what you were doing?
No.
Oh?
No. Neither did the face, by the way. Anyways, moving on.
Same thing, but I have two roommates now, so I have to juggle their schedules and mine as to when I could record. And their
brother Love knows about ladies, by the way. He does know what this girl looked like, and he IM'd me exactly what she looks like.
What?
And he's right.
What?
By the voice.
By the voice.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I
would sound petty, but if I say what he wrote, but.
I would never. I listened to this. Like I didn't hear the whole thing because I want to hear it on the show and just respond first on the show. But I did hear a little bit of what her voice sounds like. I'm like, wow, her voice is awesome.
Sounds very good.
Does not match.
It's a very sexy voice.
I would never guess what she looked like.
There we go.
God.
She looks like a unicorn.
Recording. And by the way, I fucked Keith Malley.
Oh, yep. Honey.
Oh, fuck. I should be getting mad.
And that.
Oh! Whoa, what happened to discretion?
So I'm recording. And by the way, I fucked Keith Malley. Yep, I did. And that is going to be coming up in this episode. That is, of course, if you don't know, Keith from Keith and the Girl. I fucked him more than once.
Me too.
How do you feel about that, Humda?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. I'll tell you how I feel about that. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
Oh. The porno music, people are asking, by the way, the porno music was not in Second Life. I think I was fucking the Skid Row. I don't remember. But we'll get to it. It's fantastic. Everything she says is fantastic. It talks about Pacha, why she hated me, us fucking, and later figuring out who I was, and it's pretty fantastic. So I'm excited about tomorrow. Are there any other announcements before we get out of here?
I think that's pretty much it.
I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Best to Wad's family. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for spreading the word. We will see you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com